Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. I'm always super excited on Mondays because we get to get the queen and we also get to hear another episode of The Lifestyle of the Rich and Not the Famous. I'm really excited to talk to everybody about $118.5 million. What an exciting conversation today. How about we're going to get started recognizing that love is the only job on the planet, really. Our only job on the planet is to turn to that heart that frequency of love. And so just so you know, the love journey is recognized as a turnout, but I promise you, the love is inspirational love is community, assisting us in how to live from that higher self, recognizing that love really is the only thing. And this show today will take you through that journey to your inner self, that inner place of love. Yes, love. All right, we're going to get started with it. Goodbye. I want you to just in this show, that we have to embrace all of us, embrace all that we are. Because love really is the only thing. Testified by. This is testified by Diane Lee, right here on the Love Journey.
I think that there's a time in your life when you realize that whatever it is that is eating you, whatever it is that you're running from, whatever it is that you're afraid of, you just have to stop, take a deep breath, turn around, and face it. Face it. Stick your arms out as wide as you can and embrace it. Hold on real tight. You see, the tighter you hold on to it, the smaller it gets. And you just embrace it and embrace it until you find yourself embracing yourself. Then you can move on with peace of mind and all that stuff. Just leave it behind. Sometimes you won't understand why life is the way it is. Things don't always go the way you planned them, but I believe God and time are synonymous, and through time God reveals all things. You gotta be still, stand in love, and pay attention. Spirit, mind, and body. surrender myself daily to you. Oh, and I just want to testify. I got to testify. I just want to testify. Oh, amazing grace saved my life. So sweet the journey when you learn to love yourself, accept yourself, forgive yourself, believe in yourself, be yourself, yeah. With amazing grace as your constant friend. Say, I am free of anger, I am free of fear, and my mind is at ease. I don't regret a single yesterday, because yesterday made me who I am today.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey. I am Janine Ingram, your radio host today. Yes, we're going to get started with Queen Arlene, who's going to pray us in and bring in the meditation, bringing us into that mighty I am within ourselves, into the oneness of our own consciousness, in the collective energy of each and every one of us together. I am super excited to bring to The Love Journey this morning, Queen Arlene. Good morning, Queen.
Good morning, and good morning, family. So we can go ahead and get ourselves started, and I want you to take in three cleansing breaths. I want you to go ahead and breathe in that primordial energy in which you were created from. Go ahead and inhale. And exhale. Two more times. Go ahead and inhale and exhale. One more time. Inhale and exhale. Now, in your mind's eye, I want you to see a golden beam of light that comes from the source of creation, and it is coming down through the crown of your head, this golden beam of light. And everywhere this light touches, brings you into the alignment of the divine I am that is within you. Golden beam of light, just make its way down through your head and bringing you into complete alignment with Source. It is transforming every energetic aspect of yourself and bringing it into complete alignment with the divine I am that resides with you. Feel it go down your face, this golden beam of light. And everywhere this light touches, every energetic aspect of yourself is transformed and brought into complete alignment with the source of creation. Go down your face and down your neck, this golden beam of light. And every energetic aspect of yourself is brought into complete alignment with source. Every place that this light touches brings you into alignment with your wholeness, your perfectness, and your completeness. Feel it go down your shoulders, down your chest, your arms, this golden beam of light, and every energetic aspect of yourself is brought into complete alignment with the source of creation. It brings every energetic aspect of yourself into the alignment of knowing you as the I Am. Feel it go down your arms through your fingers tips and your torso, this golden beam of light, and every energetic aspect of yourself is brought into complete alignment with wholeness, perfectness, and completeness. Every energetic aspect of yourself is brought into complete alignment with the love that Source has for you. Every energetic aspect of yourself is transformed by the deep I Am and being in complete resonance with who you really are. The divine loving emanation of the I Am and connecting and aligning with the I Am that is within you. Now feel that golden beam of light go down your hips. Down your thighs, transforming every energetic aspect with yourself, with wholeness, perfectness, and complete, bringing you into complete alignment with how Source sees you as whole, perfect, and complete. Every energetic aspect of yourself is brought into complete alignment with the love that the I Am had in creating you. Of yourself is brought into the joy of Source's deep joy in your existence. Feel that golden beam of light go down your knees and your calves, bringing every energetic aspect in your being in complete alignment with wholeness, perfectness, and completeness. You are whole. You are perfect. You are complete. Every energetic aspect of yourself says, I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love. Anything that is not in alignment with that falls away because it's false. Now see that golden beam of light go down through your feet, the soles of your feet down to the center of the earth. See it go down the earth's layers. To the center of the earth and allow yourself to stay here for a moment. Allow yourself to be in that space of wholeness, perfectness, and completeness. Every energetic aspect of yourself says, I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, and I am loved. You are being brought into complete alignment with how Source sees you. Now see that golden beam of light make its way back through the earth's layers. See it come up through the soles of your feet. Your legs and chest with golden beam of light. And everywhere this light touches, brings you into complete alignment with I am divine love. I am whole. I am perfect. I am complete. Every energetic aspect of yourself is in complete alignment with that. Your knees and up your thighs, this golden beam of light. Feel it go up your hips and your fingertips. Every energetic aspect of yourself will maintain and hold this alignment with I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete. Feel it go up your torso, up your arms. This golden beam of light. Every energetic aspect of yourself is transformed and brought into complete alignment with how Source sees you. Feel it come up your chest, up to your shoulders, this golden beam of light. And every energetic aspect of yourself is transformed and brought into complete alignment with I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the walking embodiment of joy. Feel that golden beam of light go up your neck. Up your face. Embodying and encompassing every energetic aspect of yourself. And feel it go up your head and through the crown of your head. And allow yourself to stay here for a moment. And let every energetic aspect of yourself resonate with Source's view of you. whatever energetic aspect of yourself be transformed into alignment with I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the walking embodiment of joy. Now, see that golden beam of light, go ahead and expand out through your aura, through all of your bioenergetic fields. And feel the energetic aspect of yourself aligned with I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the walking embodiment of joy. Now, allow that golden beam of light to expand to your families. Allow it to expand into your communities. And every place that this light touches brings every energetic aspect of everywhere this light touches in complete alignment with I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the walking embodiment of joy. Now see that golden beam of light expand out into our nation. And everywhere this light touches brings the nation into complete alignment with I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the walking embodiment of joy. The world is transformed by this energetic, this energy, this golden beam of light. Allow that golden beam of light to spread around the world. And everywhere this light touches, brings the world into complete alignment with I am whole, I am perfect, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the walking embodiment of joy. Just hold that vibration for the earth, for the world. Father, Mother God, illuminate the divine I am that is within us. Let everyone within the sound of my voice see themselves as you see them, as whole, perfect, complete, at very divine emanation of divine love, the walking embodiment of joy. Bring healing and wholeness to the minds, the bodies, the spirits, the financial difficulties, all relationships. Bring healing and wholeness to it, because that is the truth. Reveal to us what needs to be changed and released. Dissolve the fear, dissolve the doubt, dissolve resistance, dissolve the feelings of undeservedness. Let us stand and feel the absolute knowing that all is well. Let us stand and feel your presence. as we go out throughout our day, be with us at all times, and know and have us understand and know that we stand in I am wholeness, I am perfectness, I am complete, I am divine love, I am the embodiment of joy. Let the illumination of your grace fill us. Help us to release our expectations of what our lives should look like, because your dream for us is larger than any that we can have for ourselves. Help us to surrender and trust in you, God. Let us resonate with the wholeness, with the perfectness, the completeness of the I am. Prayer that is missing, please take it out of our consciousness and put it on thy altar seat and make it manifest to your divine will. And I say this through the consciousness of Christ, Amin, Ashe, and so it is.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much, Queen. Is there anything you want to share with us before we...
Reverend Harvey and I are going to be having a show on One Love, One Connection with Us on this coming Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And that number is area code 646-929-0630. If anyone wants to get in contact with me, they can reach me through Facebook. My name is Arlene Cahet, that's K-A-H-E-T, or you can give me a call at area code 973-885-6930. I do energy healing as well as consultations and relationship coaching.
Thank you so much. I just want to say, I mean, you are getting more and more and more and more and more in your power, standing in your power. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you. Thank you for letting me be of service.
Well, we have to be obedient to the spirit, right?
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
Yes, yes. Thank you for being obedient to the call. I really appreciate you sharing your gifts and talents with us, and that I just thank the Most High for saying, get on that love journey and share your gifts.
Well, yes, and thank you so much for the opportunity. What I've been noticing is that the meditation and the prayer continue to change and continue to get stronger. So, ladies and gentlemen, if let's just say that, just know that the work that you do here, especially on Monday, is having an impact on the earth, regardless of whatever it is that you may be seeing. I have gotten downloaded with the information that the reason why it keeps changing and evolving is because it is necessary in order to bring the world into alignment with where Source wants it to be. So every Monday, regardless of what you may think or you may feel, that energy carries over every single time, and it's just increasing and getting more and more powerful. And we will, if you haven't noticed a change yet, it's coming. It's coming. If it isn't already here, it's coming.
All right. And just so you know, Arlene does personal work, and she does an amazing job of spiritual intuitive information, Reiki. And so if they want to contact you, did you give that information?
Yes, I did. They can give me a call at area code 973-885-6930.
All right. Do you have a website?
The website is being in the process of being redesigned right now. So, but if people give me a call, they'll be able to reach me.
Okay. Well, again, okay. I just like to appreciate you. I really do.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Good morning, family. Good morning. Good morning. You tuned in to The Love Journey. That was Queen Arlene Cahet. Arlene Cahet, you can check her out on Facebook. One love, one mind, one. You know, I might get that wrong. Y'all know how I do it. With her and Reverend Harvey Bailey, they do relationships. And they do so many things together and also individually. They're a powerful presence on the planet. And I just want to say thank you again to Arlene. And if you want to get in contact with her, make sure you do. You'll find some very powerful information coming in through her. She channels in a lot of powerful information. All right, family, this is a public service announcement. I have to say it because it's just who I am. It's getting closer and closer. Tomorrow right here in Chicago, guess what's happening? If you have not already voted, and I know many of you live in other places and I don't know your voting date, but I tell you, this is a vote that has our voice. You know, our vote counts. Whether we want to believe it or not, sometimes we feel insignificant when it comes to this voting process. But let me just say, it's going to get better and better, greater and greater, and we got to have our opportunity to have our voice by our vote. It is important that we get out and vote. I want to say who I want you to vote for, but that wouldn't be fair because that's our right. You have a right to vote for whoever you want to vote for, but please get out and vote. Your not voting gives the person that you may not want to come in the opportunity to come in. Get out and vote, family. Get out and vote. Your voice, your vote. And I vote for love today, y'all. Let's vote for love. All right, you tuned in to The Love Journey. I am Janine Ann Ingram, and I tell you, we have another episode of The Lifestyle of the Rich. And that's how famous. We're going to start off with listening to T.D. Jakes. The reason why I wanted you to start off listening to T.D. Jakes and the reason why I started The Lifestyle of the Rich and That's So Famous is because when God downloaded that into my spirit, the one thing that I realized is that sometimes we think making or moving to that next level of money energy can elude us. But it's all about looking at things from a perspective. And so this conversation with T.D. Jakes, listening to his conversation or his presentation, is about having a turtle or a giraffe view. And I thought, wow, do we have a turtle view or do we have a giraffe view? Let's listen.
You know, when you're talking about your instincts or where your instincts are taking you at this season in your life, but you have naysayers. Mm-hmm. In the book, I talk about giraffes and turtles.
Yeah.
They occupy the same space, but they don't have the same world view.
Mm-hmm.
The giraffe can be in the same geographical location as the turtle, but the giraffe eats from the tops of the trees, and the turtle moves through the grass. And what ultimately happens in the lives of all people is that we eat on the level of our vision. When you are a giraffe,
that was good.
And you get criticism from turtles, the turtles are reporting the view from the level they're on.
Oh, that is so good!
if you understand this, you won't be moved by what they say. And sometimes it's not even that what they say isn't true, because they know certain things about your behavior in the past, and they have defined you by who you were, but they don't understand necessarily who you are, and their poor understanding of who you are will incarcerate you to who you were, because they will keep dragging you back to your lowest self instead of evolving to your highest self. That's one thing I want to tell you. The other thing I want to tell you, I'm interested in that whole notion that you want to start a ministry to young women.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted to tell you that I really believe to some degree that as you minister to young women, you are really ministering to yourself. Okay? I think that you are busy in the process of redeeming yourself. And that what you see in the young girl, that the passion through which you reach out to them, is that you are reaching out to yourself. And as you give it out to them, it shall be given unto you again. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. in the book, I share sometimes that I have lost great opportunities because I have acquiesced to the murmurings of the turtles. And the reason I use the giraffe as a metaphor is because the giraffe has a 25-pound heart so that it will pump blood up its 9-foot neck so that its head can stay high. Conversely, if the giraffe lowers his head to the level of the turtle, he will lose his consciousness and pass out. And when you were built to be tall, when you were built, y'all was gonna have church. I don't care what I do. You will endanger your position if you lower your perspective.
Somebody tweet that right now. You will endanger your position if you lower
your perspective.
Good God.
And see, there's nothing wrong with the turtle. There's nothing wrong with the turtle because the turtle is given an honest report from his perspective. Are telling you, girl, if I was you, I would leave him. It's not you. Stay where you are on your level. All of those people who are saying they're cutting hair somewhere, talking about what you ought to do with the network. You can't allow people whose vision is here to control your action up here. They're not wrong for what they think. They're reporting on their level. See, the turtle cannot reach up. He cannot reach up. So you cannot explain to a turtle a giraffe decision.
You cannot explain to a turtle a giraffe decision. But what was really powerful is you eat at the level of your vision. Come on, family. That was if we didn't hear nothing else, that was just powerful. We eat at the level of our vision. So on this episode of The Lifestyle of the Rich and Not So Famous, I always bring different people, but I always think about people that just what we call ordinary people doing ordinary things, living ordinary life, doing extraordinary things like you and I. Now, this young man happens to be African-American. And not only is he happened to be African American, he happens to be right now about 18 years of age. His name is Jalen Bledsoe, and he's worth, family, $3.5 million already. You see, Jalen Bledsoe is a shining example of what can be accomplished when we all are willing to take the risk. When we are willing to get a giraffe view, when we are willing to open up our mind, because, see, Bledsoe took some chances and had focus at an early age. He soon found himself heading one of the largest IT consulting companies in the Midwest. Now, Bledsoe Technology is worth 7 figures, and the young man is the king of his own castle. His mother was asking him about going to college. He said, well, not right now, Mom. Let me go around and teach other young people how to become millionaires. Bledsoe gives credit to his mentors for teaching him about the importance of being focused and working hard for his goals. You see, he formed his LLC at the age of 13 and built his company from that point on. Jalen shows us that it's never too early to teach a child to run a business. Rather than having them learn how to play video games and learning how to grow up and work for someone else, he can be laying the blueprint for their own future. You see, Jalen is happened to be very super amazing, but not because he was special, because he just was obedient to his own call. You see, Jason is taking risk and decided that he wanted to be his own boss. Now, Jaden is 18 right now. He's from St. Louis, Missouri. And he started out with just one contract at a time, changing and branding people's company. And today he is worth $3.5 million, going around teaching other young people how to do exactly what he did. Jalen Bledsoe. So interesting. We use the word hard work, but one of the things he said when he was on TD Jakes' show, he didn't really look at it as hard work. You know why? Because he loved what he was doing. And he said, when you find purpose in what you're doing and being committed to the purpose, now, this young man is a very young man. He's a motivational speaker. And he goes around speaking to young people. You see, Bledsoe, who gained national attention for creating a thriving internet design company, could not fathom the youth position at first. See, that was his dream. Bledsoe told Open News, knowing the lack of support he had in the community he lived in, there was no one there to teach him beyond school. It was the community, the drug dealers, that where he saw success. He saw drug dealing as the reason. They have the cars, they have the money, and they have the women, and they have. And in that moment, Bledsoe, a large vision came into focus, he said. He said he had achieved astonishing success in building a website design business when he was just 14, inspiring business camps in St. Louis and Dallas for teenagers, and developing the Jalen D. Bledsoe Global Group, a company that specialized in brand expanding, consulting for celebrities like Steve Harvey, business development venture, capital funding, and direct marketing strategies, among other disciplines. But the talk with the young men inspired him. He said to prioritize the Young Entrepreneur University, a program for teenagers where he would teach students who have not been heavily exposed to entrepreneurship the concepts of fundamentals of building a business based on the idea of innovating for people. You see, Bledsoe has partnered with major companies, including K-Swiss and AT&T, and was featured on Bishop T.D. Jakes' show. And through referrals as a growing clientele of celebrities in need of brand development, this includes developing online strategies that expand companies' reach and product identification. That's some heady stuff for anyone, especially a teenager. But then Bledsoe is hardly a typical 17-year-old. It would be too simplistic to call him a millionaire boy genius. Yes, 4 years ago, he became an internet sensation when his IT comportedly was worth, come on, family, a whopping $3.5 million. And yes, he scored 28 out of 36 on his ACT, but without even studying. But the true measure of this one-to-kind is his mission. And it has nothing to do with taking over the world, but certainly is about changing the business world. It's more like crafting young people in our society to be entrepreneurs. Bledsoe said entrepreneurship is a not hot topic right now for young college students trying to find their way. But that's the youngest age in which efforts extend to. If I can use my story to motivate, to inspire and push a young person who may be lost in life, then that's my purpose. He said to work for him now is pretty remarkable, said Wilma Jackson Spencer. Bledsoe's business manager, who grew up in the same neighborhood, he has such a high aptitude. He's very clear in that what he wants done and how he wants it to be done. He doesn't watch football, play sports. He's all about the Jalen Bledsoe Global Group. His focus and his diligence forces me to put into my work. And I'm 37. It's amazing to have this kind of engagement he has. Bledsoe is so fiercely private that he frowns on his family having access to the media. He says fun is limited to an infrequent episode of video games or trips to the mall with a small group of like-minded friends. You see, working is his rush, he said, with his Young Entrepreneurs University among his top initiatives through a digital curriculum of online courses. He plans to make an international program teaching youth around the world how to motivate in business.
Blesso also employs 180 people across the nation. His company used its search engine optimization experience to help comedian and entertainment star Steve Harvey earn $8 million in pre-sales of his book, Act Like a Lady and Think Like a Man, according to Jackson. Remarkably, Blesso insists he is not driven by chasing money or material possession. He drives a used Nissan Altima, a mindset that he really realizes makes him unlike an average teenager. He shuns discussing the financial part of his life, believing that the focus on money subtracts from his work and gives the false impression that money rules his life. See, I look back at the interview I did at 14, Blesso said, and that interview went viral because of the headline, Teenage Millionaire. For me, the focus shouldn't have been that. He said the focus should not have been about the money. See, success is not about the money you've made or how much your company is worth. Success is the ability to impact lives within your purpose, doing something you love. For me, it's about distancing myself from numbers. Money, not that solution. Then what is, especially to a teenager? See, success is impacting and innovating and helping people in their lives, Blesso said, whether it's through philanthropy efforts or through innovating a business idea for them. We help companies and individuals understand and operate better with technology. Now we helping celebrities and major brands reorganize their brands and grow and inspire people. Ask if he is surprised by his success. Blesso was typically beyond his year introspective. I'm surprised, he said. I'm so surprised, but I do understand why. He said, yes, God has a divine purpose in life for me. And my principle that we all get a dream. But the difference between the successful dreamers and not so successful dreamers is that the successful dreamers take God's dream and act on it. See, Blesso said he is ready to take on college, but he has to endure his last year of high school first. He has been accepted at Stanford University and plans to study international business and psychology. Meanwhile, high school is not much of a challenge for men, so even while taking advanced courses, if compared to the average 17-year-old in my community, different, he said. For them, it may be, how do I get my next paycheck or buy some jewelry? For me, it's how can I innovate for people? How can I build my brand so I can help people and save someone's life? He said, I want to be the go-guy for digital strategy and business development among celebrities and Fortune 500 companies. That might sound like it's a cliche, but everyone agrees, said Jackson Spencer. Jalen hasn't even scratched the surface. The best thing about that is that he will help people, especially young people, along the way. So today, family, I bring to you a young African-American millionaire from Missouri, not too far away from where all the tragedy happened to make us think about Black Lives Matter. And we got this young man who sprouted out of that same space in Missouri, not too far, making millions, baby. But the money is just a side note for what he loves to do, which is to really change people's lives and use his gifts and his purpose. And the one thing that stands out the most for me, he said that God gives us all dreams. But he said the difference between the dream makers and the dream slayers, and this is just me making this my paraphrasing it, the dream makers and the dream slayers, which we happen to be our own dream slayer, is those who act, who have the courage to act on the dream that God has so placed eloquently in our heart. Family, today I bring to you a powerful, motivational, digital, inspirational 17-year-old African-American young man. And the reason why I emphasize African-American, because I want you to know where he comes from. I want you to know who he is. And not that race matters, because we're all God's children, but it's just when we can see somebody that look like us, that come from where we come from, still rise above all the transcending of what we see in our community and do what he's doing at his age is powerful, family. And so if we know he can do it, we can do it. So we're going to talk about money and relationships. So Maston Kipp wrote an article, and it's kind of a two-part article. It's an article about our relationship to money.
And the three mind shifts that we must take in order to have on a different mindset about money. It's a hot topic, because when we think about how money triggers different things, we have to think about, what do we feel when we hear the word money? Are we triggered? Are we reactionary? So if you get triggered, become curious rather than reactionary about the idea. What do you feel when you hear the word money? Notice, what about a lot of money or no money? What emotion does this generate within our body? If we wish to live an abundant life filled with meaning, purpose, and passion, it's vital to master our relationship with money. So you don't have to be a millionaire, billionaire to be wealthy, because wealth is not about how much you make or have, but rather how you relate to what you have. If you wish to step into an abundant financial life, it's equally important to examine your relationship with money. There are rules and beliefs about money that can move you forward or hold you back. So do you want a positive relationship with money? Do you want to create an abundant life? Have you given yourself permission to move beyond those invisible glass ceilings that we have placed among ourselves? Have you given yourself permission to make more money than your mother, father, sister, brothers, your friends? Have you given yourself permission to think bigger? Have you given yourself permission to really have a million-dollar vision? Recognizing, and I come to tell you, you know, talking to people who say they want to make a difference and they say they want something different, but when it comes down to putting the money on it, wow, that's where the fear comes in. Everybody's all super excited. Everybody's ready to make the change. Everybody's ready to take their life to the next level, but when you get to put your mouth and put cash that check on what you say you want and what you're going to do, then we start to step back and think, and we start to wonder, well, I'm going to tell you right now, you can't have a million-dollar vision with a $10 mindset and think you're going to manifest it. You can't have a million-dollar vision and manifest a million-dollar vision with a $10 mindset. Don't be afraid to invest in you. When you read the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, you know, the one thing that Rich Dad taught Kiyosaki, he said that you have to invest in you. If that means don't even pay this bill this week to move yourself to the next level, you got to do what you got to do. You have to invest in you reasonably, and you have to do it. If you want something different, we got to do something different. You got to put your money in and invest in you if you want something different. So one of the things that's really interesting is this, he said. And so I want you to know I'm reading from Master Kim. So he's in Bali right now talking about the relationship to money. He said, I didn't have an empowered or healthy relationship with money at one time. He said, but I'm so blessed. One of the things that's really interesting that when I'm able to travel, you know, and long ago, he said, I wasn't able to travel in places like Bali, not long ago at all. It was just a few years ago. I wasn't able to travel to Bali or Maui or Santorini or any of the places I've been able to be blessed to travel. One of the reasons why is that I did not have an empowered or healthy relationship with money. I did not have an empowered or healthy relationship with money. And money is the topic that can trigger us. It's a topic that can really set people off. So during this conversation, if you find yourself getting triggered, if you find yourself getting upset, just pause for a moment and see if you can get curious instead of triggered. And if you're getting triggered, start to notice, gosh, why am I getting triggered? Because money is a very powerful topic. And when you get your alignment and relationship with money right, massive opportunities open up on your life. And this is not about, it's not really about just being a millionaire or billionaire, but it's about you having a positive, empowered relationship with money. So in order for us to do this, the first thing we have to do is really question is, well, what is money? What is money? Well, money specifically is
All it is energy. Money represents an energy in exchange of value. And in life, there are transactions. We transact money. We exchange money for some type of value. That value might be coming on a retreat. That value might be purchasing clothing. That value might be purchasing food or an airplane ticket. It might be giving a gift to somebody. It might be an investment in oneself to take oneself to the next level, but there's a mutual exchange of value and of energy in every transaction. And so if we have built up money stories or money paradigms, we were told by someone else growing up, maybe money doesn't grow on trees. We live in a scarce universe. You got to work really hard and, you know, to barely earn a living or whatever it might be. You really got to ask yourself, what is my money story? So when you think about money or maybe not having enough money, what are the stories that you tell yourself about why you don't have it? Maybe teachers aren't supposed to make money. Or maybe people like me aren't supposed to make money. Or maybe rich people are mean. Or whatever it might be, really think about what is your money story. What is it? And then try to tap into the underlying emotions below that story. Usually it's a feeling of sad, powerlessness, anger, and something like that. But here's the spiritual truth. We all know we live in an abundant universe. We all here, we live in a universe where there's more than enough. We cannot run out of air. We try to go to the beach and count how many pebbles are in the sand. We live in a truly abundant universe where energy ebbs and flows. And then we have to be able to open ourselves up to receive money if we want to be able to get paid well for our services. The other thing is that we want to be able to be in a structure and a system and a dynamic that allows us to be abundantly compensated for the value that we're bringing to the world. Now, your definition of abundance and someone else here may have a different definition. But as long as you have more than enough to go around, that's what abundance is. And when you have enough, you know money at the end of the month instead of month at the end of the money. So it really gets down to what? What is our story? What is our limiting belief? And you might say, well, I don't have any limited beliefs. And you might be saying, well, I don't have a money story. And I may beg to differ. Because I'll tell you that your life is a demonstration of your belief system. If you are not, if you're experiencing a lack or some fear surrounding money, then you have a money story. And you have a money story that's centered around a limiting belief. And so if your life is the sum total of your belief system, meaning that your life is demonstrating what you believe, what is the limits that you've placed on yourself that we have to bring out so that we can change that money story? If you have some triggers around when it's time to invest in you and you looking at your money and you have to decide what's more important, you got some limiting beliefs around money. If you're making money at a level that you're not happy with, whether that's $10 an hour or $10 million an hour, and you're spending $20 million and you got $10 million salary, you got some limiting beliefs around money. So we got to ask ourselves, what is my limiting story? And now, am I telling myself about why I can't have what I want? What's the underlying negative emotion? How is that fueling my inability to receive? Come on, y'all, let me just tell you, I can't receive it. I'm not worth it. I'm not valuable enough. And let me tell you, unconsciously, you will repel people when it comes to bringing you in your money. I did this exercise, and if you're not tuning in to Meditate Till You Levitate, to the 21-day meditation with Deepak and Oprah, I'm telling you, it's powerful. It's one of the most powerful things. I think this one is really a powerful because it's talking about relationship, but relationship in many ways. So one of the exercises they had us do, which I'll talk to you more about, is to look in the window of your childhood self. And what I saw was amazing. But what I end up doing, because I knew I was going to do this today, I end up doing the exercise again, but this time I did, what did I see about money? And I wonder why I have limiting beliefs. And I wonder why I'm having a experience that's different than what I consciously know. I tell you, It's all about the value of who you are into yourself. Jay-Z said this the other day, you got to believe you're great before anybody else does. Even before somebody else tells you you're great, you got to know that you're great yourself. You know, but it's interesting how we tell ourselves we're not important enough, we're not worth it, and I'm not valuable enough in so many other ways. And it may not even seem like you're saying that to yourself, but when you watch how you respond in your connections and disconnections to other people, you really get to see this invisible wall that you put up that repels your money coming in. And if I could only just share, but it's not even enough time for me to go through all my own personal experience, but I'll be sharing with you this week. But I want you to really think about, what are you saying to yourself? And then on top of that, how can I add proper value to the world? You see, because profit and money in exchange, really profit is a byproduct from adding value to the world. When you think about who you are and what your gifts are, how can you add proper value to the world thinking, I can't receive it, I'm not worth it, I'm not valuable enough? How can you add proper value to the world? You see, because profit and money in exchange, really profit is a byproduct from adding value to the world. Profit is adding value to the world. It's a byproduct of that. So if we can get really clear on how do I want to add value to the world, maybe in the form of coaching, maybe in the form of writing your new book, maybe in the form of teaching, maybe in the form of providing a service for somebody else, but how can I then take that value that I want to add to the world and then put myself inside of a structure that allows me to be properly compensated for the value that I'm bringing into the world? And then how can I take a look at my money stories, my limiting emotions to keep money out? Because we have so many people, entrepreneurs and business owners, that provide massive value to the world, but their own money paradigms, their own money stories really allow them not to receive the true abundance that should be coming to them. And on top of that, I would suggest it's important to save. It's important to certainly invest, but the hoarding mentality where you're living for the future is also is a way to lack. So hoarding is another way of lack. Hoarding is really perpetuates lack because money and abundance is flow. Money and abundance is about flow. It's about giving. It's about receiving. It's the ebb and flow. So when you allow yourself to invest in yourself, let me say that again. When you allow yourself to invest in yourself, if you want to take your life to the next level, you must invest in yourself. Jim Rohn said you should work on yourself like you work a job. When you allow yourself to be a conduit for that flow of giving and receiving, all of a sudden you find more energy and more energy and more money coming into your life as well. So the question for you is this. How could you add more value to the world? How can you set yourself up in a system that allows you to receive the proper abundance for the value you spend to the world? What are your limiting money stories, and how can we start to transform those empowering beliefs into empowering stories? How can we transfer those thoughts into a powerful story? These are powerful questions that can massively shift your relationship to money. And remember, money is energy. You deserve to receive that energy. You deserve to invest and get that energy as well. That is the energy that is a cycle. And then when we cut off the receiving, we cut off our giving and the energy block. So really make it your entire intention to open up and allow yourself to be within the ebb and the flow of the energetic financial exchange in life. So my deepest wish for each and every one of us is to open ourselves to receiving and giving, giving and receiving, receiving and giving, giving and receiving. Because that's really what it's all about, giving, receiving, giving, receiving. Are we really ready to have this honest conversation about this today? If you feel uncomfortable, then you know you got to get in there and release that idea of the uncomfortability. But the best transformation comes from the awareness of our uncomfortable spaces. And that's where we should dive deep into that uncomfortability. You see, I'm a fierce supporter of your dreams. I'm a fierce supporter of you living your dreams. And it's okay if you're a little uncomfortable. But your uncomfortability can help you grow and really start kicking yourself into your purpose. Let's talk about money more. Let's talk about getting more of it in exchange for your talents and gifts. Do you feel a calling to impact the lives of others? Maybe you don't know exactly what it is. Maybe you don't even know what the idea is, but you're quite sure how to, or maybe you do know what your idea is, and you're not quite sure how to line up that money part. If you have a calling to make the world a better place, then you might be what they call a heart-centered entrepreneur. You see, you might want to start a coaching business, write code for a website, change people through yoga, or help people lose weight, heal trauma, or any life-improving modality. Maybe you want to start an organization, or maybe you want to bring more attention to the organization and the books you already have because you're a spiritual healer. But somewhere in this whole process, you begin to believe that spiritual and money don't go hand in hand. See, your gig doesn't have to be woo-woo. It just has to have the intention to make the world a better place and serve others in the process. You see, essentially making money the ethical way, serving people instead of ripping people off, selling parts of them, making money just for the sake of profit. If you want to make the world a better place with a business, then you got to think about what is your money mindset? You see, I found that there's one thing that keeps people who are in the heart center business, who are in the business of sharing spiritual knowledge, they have an idea that spiritual and money don't go together. Well, here's three keys Master Kemp says to shift. You got to really make a really bust your success wide open is these three things. He said this will really bust your success wide open. Sounds good? He says, I'm in your corner. He said, but I want to give you an edge. He said, all success in business or failure starts in your mind. He said, when you get your mind right, everything follows. So listen up and lend me your ear, he said. And it may be a great resource to share with anyone you know who is hustling hard in the game of changing lives. How are you going to change your mindset to create even more of a heart-centered success in your life? Why is now the right time to do it? He said, remember, it's about getting unstuck. And so we're going to talk about, he said, I want to talk about these three key mindset shifts that you got to make if you want to become or if you want to grow at a type of business that's based on your heart, that's heart-centered entrepreneurship. That means if you want to come business that's giving your heart. So let me define what a heart-centered entrepreneur is. You're a heart-centered entrepreneur if you have a skill or an insight and an ability to help others transform their lives. So this might be through a piece of code. It might be through a coaching modality, a spiritual modality, a healing modality, a nutritional modality. But if you are into improving and transforming the lives of other people, then you are a heart-centered entrepreneur. Now, here are three key mindset shifts I think is going to be important for you to have if you really want to step into this path. The first thing we have to do is start to realize that when you're earning revenue or profits or money as a heart-centered entrepreneur, it's not unspiritual. See, there's this big idea that if I'm spiritual that I can't earn money, and I think that's something that makes me compassionately angry because the people who are the life coaches, the nutrition coaches, the Reiki masters, the yogi teachers, or, you know, heart-centered entrepreneurs who are building code or software that can transform the world, these are people who can improve the world. And if you look around, the world is in a state, a disarray now. There are plenty of large corporations and super PACs and all these things that have no problem. These people have no problem raising millions and billions of dollars that aren't necessarily making the world a better place. And yet the people who can transform the world, like you, are scared to engage in the topic of money. We need money in this world, he said. We are spiritual beings. We are spiritual, powerful beings, and part of being a being in this human experience is making peace with finances and recognizing that really money is just an energy that is exchanged for a value. And we've been making exchanges as human beings for the longest time, even back in caveman days when, hey, I got this rock, I'll trade you for this piece of wood, or hey, I got this corn, I'll trade you for a donkey, or whatever it might be. We've been on this process for a long time in this exchange process. And so first you have to start to make peace with money. And then you got to recognize that money is not evil. It's not bad. There's nothing wrong with it. It's an energy. And actually, we live in an abundant universe. And it's okay for you to receive abundantly for the gifts that you're bringing to the world and the value that you bring into the world. The second mind shift we have to make is that when we dedicate ourselves to being a heart-centered entrepreneur, we're choosing a new lifestyle. And that requires patience. So what does it mean? It means it's just not something that is may not happen overnight. You see, my career has been building over the last decade plus. And while I've been learning best practices that if I knew 10 years ago would have shortened that learning curve, there are certain things that just take time. It takes time to build a following. It takes time to build a platform. It takes time to hone your content and really figure out what am I teaching and what differentiation. What differentiates me from the world so that I can commit to patience, so that I can create this new lifestyle, so that I can relate to improving the lives of other people. And then third, we have to be bold. We got to be bold about our skills and our gifts. What is your skill and gift? People ask me this all the time. Usually, it's not hard to figure out. Usually, it's what comes so easy for you. Come easy for you. Self-kindness, insight, or passion, or the ability to see further than other people, or to see the blind spots, or how to code, or maybe you're a writer, or maybe you're a teacher, maybe you're a singer, or a dancer, or a doctor, or a lawyer. Whatever comes easy for you, a lot of the times, you just write that off as something that's just not so big of a deal. But what do people come to you and ask you to do? Do they come and ask you to edit their papers, to rewrite? Maybe you're a copywriter. You know, people get paid millions of dollars in the industry to copyright, meaning to take people's words and make them more flowery, to embellish them. So if we can make peace with the world, I apologize. If we can make peace with money and start to recognize that we deserve to have equal value in exchange for that value that we bring into the world, if we start to understand that what comes easy to us is something that we can pursue. And if we start to understand that we have to be bold about proclaiming that process, then we can step into the path of becoming a heart-centered entrepreneur. And here's why this is important, because the world needs you. Here's why it's important, because the world needs your greatness. This is why it's important, because the world is waiting to experience your greatness. The world needs you to give your gift. The world needs you to come out and help other people see their blind spots, to raise their consciousness. The world needs people like you to improve their lives, to heal them from their traumas. We need you to do that, and if you're not bold about it, it will never happen. So just to recap, we want to make peace with money and recognize that money is an energy. And you deserve to give and receive value for your special gift. Second, be patient and commit to a lifestyle of transforming lives. And then third, be bold about who you are. Be bold about who you are and what you have to share with the world. What are your gifts? And know that it comes easily for you. What is that gift? It's a great pleasure to be here every day, Monday through Friday. That's my gift, to speak, write, and teach. That's my gift, to stand in my purpose of teaching, writing, and gift, and speaking. What an incredible gift that I get to give each and every Monday through Friday. What is your incredible gift that you get to share with the world? What is your incredible gift that only you can do the way you can do it. No, that doesn't mean you might be the only speaker, the only writer, the only teacher, the only this. No, but nobody can do it the way you can do it. And what's so cold about the universe is that the universe has already set aside people that's meant for you to speak to, your own platform. What is your heart-centered spiritual gift that you get, that you're ready to share with the world? That's my message. Any questions, comments, or concerns, press 1 on Blog Talk, star 6 on the teleconference side. All right, family. You've been tuned in to another episode of The Lifestyle of the Rich and Not So Famous. Again, this young man who is 18 years old now, who's made $3.5 million building an IT branding company. That's who we featured today. If you want to look him up, Jalen Bledsoe. He was featured on TD Jakes, Steve Harvey's show. He has his own company. He's going around starting youth camp. So with that being said, we're going to move on, and I'm going to play motivation, and you have a great, wonderful day. Remember, the mindset behind success starts with you. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Lifestyle of the Rich and Not So Famous. Don't forget your voice, your vote. Vote, family.
What do you want out of life?
I don't know. To be happy?
To be happy.
I want the American dream. I want to be happy.
I am the only problem I will ever have. And I am the only solution. I am the only problem I will ever have, and I am the solution.
Well, I mean, positively and negative. I mean, you attract, not just what you fear, you attract what you feel, what you are, what you attract.
Yeah, mind.
What's
yeah,
on your mind, yeah, yeah,
it's like
exactly.
The law of physics. I don't know how anybody can disagree with that. Ask any physicist, they'll tell you that it's true.
I become what I think about all day long. And once you know that what you think about is what expands, you start getting real careful about what you think about. You don't allow your thoughts to be on anything that you don't want or that you wouldn't want to have manifest or show up for you in your life.
You know, I believe in the law of attraction, and I believe that that you can speak things into existence. And I believe that when you know where you're going and you know what you want, the universe has a way of stepping aside for you.
You have to understand, you are a man.
It's our intention. Our intention is everything. Nothing happens on this planet without it. Not one single thing has ever been accomplished without intention.
Einstein's most famous quotes, he said, imagination is more important than knowledge. Knowledge is limited. Imagination encircles the world.
Logic will get you from A to B, but imagination will take you everywhere.
I think my imagination has always kept me going, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, just imagine myself collecting awards, just imagine myself, you know what I mean, getting big parts, imagine myself working with the greatest actors. Everybody can imagine themselves, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what, actually, yeah, I could see myself, you know, being an influencer in clothes, you know what I mean, because I can make that happen.
You got to understand something about like attracts like. If you see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand.
If you can see it here, and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen.
You are a magnet. Whatever you are, that's what you draw to you. If you're negative, you're going to draw negativity. You're positive, you draw positive. You're a kind person, more people are kind to you.
This is the law of attraction, man. You have to in the struggle, you know, when things are going good and you visualize these good things happening, you visualize more good things happening, that's easy. What's not easy to do is when things are going bad and you're visualizing the good stuff.
That's what freezes people. When you're trying to figure out your life all the way to the end, when you can't figure it out, it freezes you from trying it because you go, oh, well, I can't figure that out. Oh, I can't go over there because I don't know how. You don't have to know how. You have to ask, believe, and receive.
Don't allow anybody else's opinions. Don't allow what it says on the internet. Don't allow the research. Don't allow what anybody out there tells you is possible or not possible for you. There are many ways to get the things that we want for ourselves in our lives. But basically, it all begins with how we choose to think.
I visualize, I'm sitting here on the steering wheel visualizing a brand new car, and visualizing good things in times of struggle. And that when you can do that, I think that really makes that law of attraction work. I think it really attracts to you more.
I very often watch a lot of young people sort of meander around without any idea about why they're doing what they're doing. I mean, to want and to be ambitious and to want to be successful is not enough.
Wow. The mindset. Have a good day, family. Love you.
I think that there's a time in your life when you realize that whatever it is that is eating you, whatever it is that you're running from, whatever it is that you're afraid of, you just have to stop, take a deep breath, turn around, and face it. Face it. Stick your arms out as wide as you can and embrace it. Hold on real tight. You see, the tighter you hold on to it, the smaller it gets. And you just embrace it and embrace it until you find yourself embracing yourself. Then you can move on with peace of mind and all that stuff. Just leave it behind. Sometimes you won't understand why life is the way it is. Things don't always go the way you planned them. But I believe God and time are synonymous, and through time God reveals all things. You gotta be still, stand in love, and pay attention. I just wanna testify. I just gotta testify. I just wanna testify. Oh, I gotta testify. When I look back on my life, I go crazy when I think of the danger I put myself in. But amazing grace always carried me to safety, knowing that I go back to the same place again and again. Lord, no one could ever love me the way that you do. In spirit, mind, and body, I surrender myself daily to you. Oh, and I just want to testify. I got to testify. I just want to testify. Oh, amazing grace saved my life. So sweet the journey when you learn to love yourself, accept yourself, forgive yourself, believe in yourself, be yourself, yeah. With amazing grace as your constant friend. Say, I am free of anger, I am free of fear, and my mind is at ease. I don't regret a single yesterday, because yesterday made me who I am today. Yeah, I just want to testify, my mind is strong. I just got to testify, I can see, I can see. I just want to testify, amazing grace saved my life. I got to testify, oh, 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 oh. Testify, testify.
Another episode of The Love Journey. I want to remind you, tell your story, because it can help you to walk in your glory. Yes, remember, it's all about the giraffe kind of view. And he said, what did T.D. Jakes tell us when we first came on? He said, we eat at the level of our own vision. Come on, y'all. We eat at the level of our own vision. Family, have a great day. Remember, again, I'm going to tell you again, vote, vote, vote. Vote for love, family. Vote. Your voice and your vote counts. Remember, your life is a gift from God, and what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love. Love is a choice. And remember to dream and live your God-sized dreams. And tell your story, family. Live in your purpose. Share the world, and money is an exchange for that value. It's just a byproduct of you exchanging your value to the world. I love you. I see you at the top. Yes, yes, yes. See you at the top.